This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Manandha with the news, the headlines first. Deadline set by President Ramchandra Podil for the formation of new government ends at 5 p.m. today. Search operation underway for missing bus passengers in the Trishuli River. And Hamas-run health ministry says 90 Palestinians die in Israeli strike targeting military chief. Now the news in detail. The deadline set by President Ramchandra Podil for the formation of the new government comes to an end at 5 p.m. today. President Podil had, in accordance with Article 76(2) of the Constitution, called on parties on Friday to submit their stake on the new government leadership by 5 p.m. today. Accordingly, the chairperson of CPN-UML, K.P. Sharma Oli, had submitted his claim for the post of the Prime Minister on Friday itself with the support of Nepali Congress. Following the expiring of the deadline at 5 p.m., President Podil will appoint the Prime Minister this evening. The press advisor of the President, Kiran Pokhrel, informed that the swearing-in ceremony of the Prime Minister and ministers will be held at 11 a.m. on Monday. A new government is being formed after incumbent Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda lost a majority of the parliament, with the CPN-UML deciding to part ways with him and join hands with the main opposition, Nepali Congress. Two passenger buses were plunged into the Trishuli River after being swept away by a landslide on Friday. The bodies of five passengers who went missing have been recovered. The identity of three bodies found in Narayani River on Saturday have been revealed. Spokesman of District Police Office Bhes Raj Rizal said that the bodies identified belong to Bikas Pariyar, Ramit Kushar, Maji and Rishi Pal Sa. The search for the missing bus and passengers continues today with no sign of the bus wreckage so far. Chief District Officer Indra Dev Yadav said that a large number of security personnel have been mobilized for the search being carried out in the incident site, that is Simaltal, and along the Narayani River downstream. 79 personnel, including 11 divers, have been mobilized under the leadership of a Deputy Superintendent of Police from the Armed Police Force Nepal Disaster Management Training Academy, Kurintar. Armed Police Force Nepal's joint spokesperson and Deputy Superintendent Sailendra Thapa said the Armed Police Force personnel have also been mobilized at various areas along the bank of the Trishuli River for searching for the missing passengers. A meeting of the House of Representatives has been rescheduled for Monday. A notice issued by the Federal Parliament Secretariat stated that the House of Representatives meeting will now convene at 1 p.m. on Monday. Likewise, a notice issued by General Secretary of Federal Parliament Secretariat Padma Prasad Pandey reads that the National Assembly meeting earlier set for Sunday has been rescheduled for 11:30 a.m. Monday as well. The government has provided ₹650,000 as relief to the families of three people from Baglung who lost their lives in a landslide in Titaure of Baglung Municipality 7. Chief District Officer Netra Prasad Subedi said that Prem BK's family was given ₹400,000 in cash, who died when landslide buried him and his wife in Galkot Municipality 8. The amount was received from the federal and provincial governments. Nepal police held six fake examinees for sitting to take the exam of police constable. Superintendent of Police of District Police Range, Kathmandu, Navaraj Adhikari, said that six fake examinees were arrested from different examination centers in Kathmandu and the investigation on them have been imitated. According to Superintendent of Police Adhikari, there three were held from Baneshwar Circle, three from Gausala Circle and one from Singhadarwar Circle of Nepal Police. The blocked Karnali corridor was open. The Karnali corridor, which was blocked since Saturday morning due to landslide, has been operational from today. Under the corridor, the section connecting Humla from Kalikot was blocked due to landslide. Police Chief of the District Police Office, Arjun Casey, informed that the highway was cleared by the landslide at the initiative of the police, locals and people's representatives. However, vehicles on the highway have been banned from operating at night as there is a risk of flooding in the Karnali corridor during the rainy season. The Economic Bill 2024, tabled by Chief Minister and Finance Minister Satish Kumar Singh in the Province Assembly, has been unanimously endorsed yesterday. Chief Minister Singh said he could not even review the tax issue due to scanty time for budget preparation. Taking part in the deliberations on the finance bill, JSP Nepal's Province Assembly member Ram Ashish Yadav drew the government's attention that it was not appropriate to impose any kind of tax in a way to add burden to the people. The women of Janaki Rural Municipality of Banke District have been active in raising awareness against human trafficking and gender violence. They said that women are subjected to violence due to domestic violence, that is why awareness should be raised in the household level. Ward Chairman Ramesh Kumar Burma said that the awareness programs and projects are being conducted in community level. Furthermore, Burma added that in order to end human trafficking and gender-based violence for the next year, the programs will be made effective in coordination with the local government. Management of the district jail has become a problem as it holds 3 times more prisoners than its capacity. The jail meet to accommodate 25 people is housing 76 prisoners. Jail Chief Dhara Bhandari said that the prison building, built 4 decades ago, is ruined due to lack of regular maintenance. Rainwater starts leaking from the corrugated roof of the building. Furthermore, the huge number of inmates has added challenges to security and management. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. The Hamas-run health ministry in Gaza says at least 90 Palestinians have been killed in an Israeli airstrike on a designated humanitarian area. The BBC reports about 300 people have been injured in an attack which Israel says targeted senior Hamas leader Mohammed Daif and his deputy Rafah Salama. In a news conference on Saturday evening, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said there were no certainty that either of them had been killed. The strike hit the Al-Mawasi area near Khan Yunis, which the Israeli military has designated as a humanitarian zone. An eyewitness in Al-Mawasi told the BBC that the site of the strike looked like an earthquake had hit. Former President Donald Trump has returned to his home in New Jersey after he was injured in an attempted assassination at a rally on Saturday. According to BBC, shots rang out as he was speaking at the event in Pennsylvania, sparking panic in the crowd as Secret Service agents swarmed the former president. Trump, who emerged with a bloodied face, says he was shot in the air, describing a wheezing sound and feeling a bullet ripping through skin. The male gunman was shot and killed by the Secret Service. The FBI says it has identified 20-year-old Thomas Matthew Crooks as the subject involved in the attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump. Police in Kenya says they found 5 bags filled with dismembered remains of a number of women at a rubbish dump in the capital Nairobi on Saturday. According to BBC, detectives have been scouring the site in the Mukuru slum since Friday when the corpses of 6 other women were found in sacks floating in a sea of rubbish. Officers said the bags recovered on Saturday included several legs and 2 torsos, speculating that the deaths could be related to the activities of cultists or serial killers. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of all provinces. There are chances of heavy rainfall at a few places of the Kosi and Gandaki province. At present, there is partial influence of monsoon air throughout the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Deadline set by President Ramchandra Porel for the formation of new government ends at 5 p.m. today. Search operation underway for missing bus passengers in the Trishuli River. And Hamas-run health ministry says 90 Palestinians die in Israeli strike targeting military chief. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.